Members of the local media and stakeholders in the tourism industry embarked on an agrotourism familiarization tour on Tuesday of this week, making four stops along the way. The first stop was made at Frisco Ice Cream in Kingstown, where members of the media were treated to samples of the company's new Dasheen ice cream. Carlos de Dobriga, marketing and technical officer, explained how the idea of Dasheen ice cream came about.
The Dasheen ice cream, really, we had the idea in mind for quite a while, but recently, I think in about October, somebody from the Taiwanese embassy approached us asking if we could make ice cream with Dasheen because they were having a function promoting Dasheen at the time. And we said, okay, and we did it, not expecting it would take off this much with the locals. But a lot of local people have been requesting it recently. We didn't think we would be doing it as a full-time flavor, but it certainly seems so.
From Frisco, the next stop was at Erica's Country Style in Prospect, where a tour was conducted by proprietor Erica McIntosh. Miss McIntosh spoke of the wide variety of products her brand offers.
We do a range of some 22 different products, but our main concentration is on the all-purpose seasoning, the hot pepper sauce, the pepper jelly, and plantain chips. Those are our four main products that we try to concentrate on, which are the better sellers, I should say. The others, I don't think the Vincentian community has gotten used to them as yet, mainly the marinades, because I think people in St. Vincent still have to get used to the terminology marinade. I think it's more or less a seasoning, but the marinade, which is ginger garlic, garlic onion, and now we do a tamarind sauce as well. So we have quite a wide range of products, and our main markets are right here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, of course.
Further up on the windward side of the island, another stop was made at the St. Vincent Distillers Limited in Mount Bentinck, Georgetown, makers of Sunset Rum. Philippa Graves, public relations officer at the distillery, facilitated the tour and spoke of the rums they produce and the many international awards they've won over the years.
St. Vincent Distillers distills and bottles a variety of rum products, ranging from white rum and age blending. St. Vincent Distillers rums are consistently winning gold, silver, and bronze awards in the rum taste test competitions regionally and internationally. The most recent award, of course, is the Captain Bligh, which won the world's best rum in 2014 at the World Rum Awards in London. It again won a gold award in 2015 in London again. In 2016, our Sunset Strong Rum got World's Best Rum at the World Rum Award in London. And this year, our Mutineer's Gold, which is the one in the gold box, that is for export only, that also won World's Best Rum.
The final stop was at the Orange Hill Agricultural Biotechnology Centre, now under the management of the Ministry of Agriculture. Gail De Silva, Shade House Production Manager, spoke of the crops that are grown under these shade houses and the techniques used.
The main crops that we produce here under these shade houses are tomato, sweet pepper and cucumber. And the technology that we use here involves the use of irrigation, of course. We have an irrigation system set up on the farm, and we use water from CWSA. We also use a lot of compost because of the nature of the soil here. We encourage farmers generally in this Orange Hill area to use a lot of compost because that will help to help the soil to retain moisture much longer so the plants can get to benefit from moisture.
The tourism familiarization tour was facilitated by the Ministry of Tourism and held as part of activities to celebrate Tourism Month 2017. Reporting for NBC Radio News, I am Colvin Harry.
Tourism is for me. Said.